The tragic events in Charlottesville brought terror in a variety of aspects to the U.S. In episode 2 of this podcast, three girls, Caroline from Horizon High School, Allie from McClintock High School, and Olivia from Arizona State, will discuss free speech and where to draw the line and alert the authorities.
I don't know. It's a very tough situation because, like, last year, as we all know, there was one person that went around to many campuses and would say many slogans, slurs like you have said. And then it just didn't really seem like that big of a deal, if that makes sense. Like, just because it was one person and there wasn't really anyone else really saying this, and we kind of more took it as a joke. But I think after all the events that have occurred this summer, and so actually yesterday, there was a neo-Nazi on my campus, and I was a little bit, like, scared. Not scared that he was going to attack me, but just scared because knowing that if there is a neo-Nazi on my campus that is saying screaming all these things about Jews and so forth, and the police isn't doing anything, that only means that there's more of them out there, and then more could come to my campus.
The only time I've ever really felt, like, unsafe on my campus is when this dude and the other dude were doing that whole preachy thing where that's that one guy who just goes around to different campuses and just shouts at people. And because he's on the sidewalk, he's allowed because the sidewalk is public.
That's why.
That was the only real time that I ever felt unsafe is because a lot of people were starting to get hostile. I have a lot of LGBT friends who were just trying to walk home, and he was kind of following them and shouting really horrible things, and they would either start crying or start getting really angry. And that was the only time. I mean, I'm not by any means, like, I was never a person who was attacked. I was just kind of there for viewing because I wanted to know what it was like, because I've seen him, like, on YouTube videos. So I just wanted to know what was going on. I was on the other side of campus. I crossed the campus just so I could see what was going on. But, like, people were getting really hostile, and they had to bring out security. So I was just kind of like, oh, time to go. But that's about it.
I mean, not saying that high school students aren't mature. It's different to yell and scream these types of things at a 22-year-old than it is to scream them at, say, a 15-year-old.
Exactly.
Who maybe just came out or something like that. Like, you don't need that extra, that extra
stress. And anxiety of somebody who's hating you and he doesn't even know you.
Exactly.
Himself.
Yeah. And this is the exact same situation that occurred 2 weeks ago. And I feel like a lot of people just don't really know a lot of the details that occurred, and it's just I wish that they did. I wish they knew, like, all the little details that occurred before the big fights, let out on Saturday morning. If only they knew the things that occurred Friday night with the verbal abuse and the verbal attacking and the physical attacking of a lot of African American kids that night.
Right.
Because a lot of people don't know. All they know about is the car ramming and that the counter protesters started going crazy, quote unquote. And
I know, like, many people still don't even know about Friday night, the night before the car ramming. And people just need to become more educated and always stay informed. Because I feel that maybe if the word got out a bit more with University of Virginia, that maybe the protests the following the day would have been prevented due to safety measures. And, so another thing is, like, when does our freedom of speech, when does it not become, like, a freedom of speech? Like, when does it become hatred? And, like, when will hate speech?
Line between freedom of speech and hate speech.
Yes.
Like, that line needs to be defined a little bit more.
You can say something to someone and they can take it extremely offensive, but you didn't mean it that way. You were just saying it, and it's a really difficult situation. After all these years, we still haven't fixed it. So obviously, it can't be an easy thing to define and fix and prevent. So it's definitely difficult. But I think we've seen a lot of events, even in our city, that we could find a way at least to get rid of this guy who's going around all the campuses. I think that's a very good example of hate speech, because he's not just speaking his words, but he's also going up, following people.
And attacking people. Like, personally.
Personally, emotionally, verbally. That's not all right, especially on a high school campus.
Yeah. From Spot 127 East, I'm Caroline Smirk. Thank you for tuning in. For more information or if you have any comments to share, feel free to follow our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Spot 127.